CSX.
Oh, it's a little before 6 o'clock, 40 degrees. I don't know what the roads are like right now.
What?
Yeah, I know that. I was thinking, like, we're kind of in that in-between thing with the slippery roads. Where I come in Waterford, I cut up on Lake Angeles Road, which is a dirt road a lot of people take. The dirt road was an ice. It was pretty sketchy. But once you get the main roads, you're fine. But just in your neighborhood and stuff, be aware that this morning you might be slipping around. Maybe it was an up north thing, a west side thing.
Well, there's a couple accidents on my way in. There was two on 94. One guy, you know the construction areas right by Gratiot, just past Connor?
Yeah.
This is so weird. He tanked the construction barrel and then just left his car in the right lane.
I'll call Mother Waddles. I mean, we can go get it. It's pretty easy.
Really? You just leave your car there? Like,
come on. We've all had that moment where you're like, you know what? I'm done with this car. I'm done with this stupid car. I had a minivan when we first got married, man. I was so done with that thing. I had electrical problems. I was just waiting to drive it off a cliff. Or you could fall asleep like that one person did here. And I don't know where that was. They went up in a tree. They fell asleep and drove off the road and went into a tree. Anyway, 6 o'clock. 40 degrees right now. We got a lot to get to this morning. Last day for Sakatumi Santa. So it's 6:30. Your first chance to win $100 some Seeger merch. What's coming up at sports?
Thursday night football down to the wire. And could Dan Gilbert buy the Tigers?
Should we do Pistons tickets too?
Yes, let's do that.
I will do that.
It's always easy to read.
Online at salmish.org. That's salmish.org.
CSX Big Jim's House 608. Here's Aaron V with sports.
So yesterday, some reporters caught up with Dan Gilbert and asked if he was interested in buying the Tigers. The answer, you ready?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to add to his sports portfolio.
I love what he said, though, because in a nutshell, he said, you don't look at the people who are trying to buy. You look at the team who's selling, the current owners. That's how you find out. That was his way of saying, go ask them. But yeah, so he's not going to buy them.
Tomorrow, our first local team gets the college bowl season underway. Eastern Michigan University will be looking for its second bowl victory in program history when it faces Georgia Southern in the Raycom Camellia Bowl in Alabama. That's a 5:30 start for that game. Chargers beat the Chiefs 29-28.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, I know you're super stoked about
that
today.
Great game. Fun game.
In the NHL, Wings host Ottawa at LCA tonight. Tomorrow, the Pistons host the Celtics at LCA. Speaking of Pistons, we do have
CSX Big Jim's House. Oh, Friday, December 14th, 40 degrees right now. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan. I was just reading this holiday travel. You know, you like stats. They always do how many millions of Americans travel during the holiday season, blah, 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 and go to the airport and drive over the Mackinac Bridge and go to Zilwaukee, blah, blah, blah. Right?
Yeah.
So everybody's traveling. Occasionally, you forgot something when you travel. We've all done it. I don't know about you. I don't know. As I get older in life, I do a pat down every morning before I leave the house to come here to the radio station.
I'm notorious for forgetting toothbrushes when I travel.
Okay, that's one. Have you ever forgotten a human heart?
I can't say that I have.
Yeah, a human heart was accidentally left on board a Southwest flight from Seattle to Dallas. The heart was loaded on the plane in Sacramento, but mistakenly kept on the connecting flight. It was diverted back to Seattle, of course. The heart was intended to go to a Seattle hospital as well.
I have many questions.
I do too. Can you imagine when the guy opened that? Somebody left their sandwich. Oh my God, what is this?
I hope they didn't open it.
Well, I have no idea. Do they tape them up? I mean, I've seen an ER back in, the 90s when they would tape them up and put them in a cooler, right?
Well,
they
on Grey's Anatomy, they're in styrofoam coolers, and it says, like, organ donation.
Yeah, but all the doctors walk around with no shirts on either, so like, let's get Dr. McHardy to come over here. This looks like a heart transplant. Let me take my shirt off for you. Yeah.
Why so else would I watch the show?
It says transplant on the side of it, like a heart thing?
Normally, that's what, I don't know, but the fact that somebody left a heart on a plane, that's a little disconcerting.
Well, yeah. Although now with Yetis, they're fine. I mean, if you can keep your beer in there for a week when it's outside when you're camping, you'll be fine. And that's not what you want to hear when you blast the heart and you call the airline. You're like, you know, hey, you guys left my heart in Seattle. You'll be fine. You'll be fine.
That's bad.
You'll be fine. They did give him an upgrade to business class, though, so the heart was sitting towards the front of the plane. That was a nice touch. Bob Seger, some cash next. CSX Big Jim's House. We got to talk to me, Santa, in just a second. We were just talking about Southwest Airlines. They left a heart on the plane that was going for research. They left it. But we had somebody text in saying that it wasn't like a transplant heart. People were freaking out going, wait a minute. It's a big deal. So what was it for then?
They're saying that it was intended for research, not a transplant, so no person was waiting for it. Thank the Lord.
I'm Tony Bennett. I left my heart in the hold of a Southwest Airlines flight going to Seattle. I wonder if they're, do you say my bad? What do you say to them? Like, my bad, that's on me. And by the way, I still think it works. If we're talking about hearts, when I was in high school, we tried this. I swear it's called the vagus nerve. When you dissect a frog, you take the heart out, you can take a 9-volt battery, and you can hit the lead on the heart, and it'll bounce. Seriously. We're going to do that later on. Ryan, can we get a frog and bring it in? We can
dissect that. The fact that you remember that.
Oh, yeah, because Laura Hyatt screamed her brains out when we did that. It bounced up in the air a little bit. I swear it's called the vagus nerve.
I remember doing something with a pig heart and a straw, too.
Yeah, they closed that bar. Yeah,
oh.
Yeah, a lot of people. That was a great drink. I remember that one. Yeah. Snouties. Yeah. Pig heart and Tito's. It was fantastic. Everybody drank that one. You know where it's at. All right, here we go. You can tell it's Friday, folks. 248-398-WCSX. Last chance. We got three more chances, so we're going to play Bob Seger in a second, which means you can win
$100 and a very cool Bob Seger Christmas prize pack filled with all kinds of goodies, including a Christmas tree ornament, a Bob Seger Boulevard sticker, and a very cool long sleeve shirt.
Yeah, from the distance. The thing is that the Thunderbird on there, too. It's on their store. So, we'll get you some Santa bucks here. Okay. Love this off live bowling. It's Big Jim's house. Your home of pig hearts. CSX, Big Jim's house, 648. 40 degrees. Shout out to James, our Uber Eats guy, dropping some Mickey D's off here at the radio station this morning. Everybody say hi, James.
Hi, hello, James.
Thanks for having us on this morning, Big Jim's house. Okay, now we have to say it like Total Valley style, right? When we're on the count of three. One, two, three. Hello, James.
Hi, James.
Hi, James.
Hi, James. Why are we talking like that? Because the hottest gift of the year is the Poop the Unicorn.
Poopsie, poopsie, poopsie. Poopsie surprise unicorn. My slime is divine. Give her magic food. Yes. You won't believe your eyes. Put her on the potty. Unicorn slime surprise. Unicorn magic color change.
Okay,
so the surprise unicorn. Over 20 surprises. Each sold separately. And look for Poopsie Pooey Vuitton with over 35 exclusive slime surprises.
Wait a minute. Did she say Pooey Vuitton at the end of this one?
Yes, she did.
Okay,
Poopsie
now.
Pooey Vuitton.
This is a unicorn that poops glitter.
It's basically a doe-eyed doll with loose bowels.
Oh, great. Okay. mom and dad, you know, you only got like, 11 days till Christmas. Santa Claus, who doesn't want a poopsie unicorn?
It's $50, man.
Shut the front door. Seriously?
$49.99.
Come on now.
Look, I want one so I can play with my little niece with it, but basically you mix the unicorn food with water, and then you push on the belly button, and the candy-colored goo poop comes out of a heart-shaped hole in their bum.
Wait a minute.
That's
where the glitter comes out is shaped like a heart?
Yes.
Come on. If you want to see this toy, we have the video of it, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
248-398-WCSX keyword.
Toy.
Yeah.
A lot of parents not happy about it, though.
Why?
Because they have glitter in their hardwood floors.
I was going to say all the questions they have to ask.
How many married guys are going like, that glitter's not for me, it's from the kid, it's from the poopsie unicorn.
Mom, is mine heart-shaped?
Right. So now you think kids are going to try to figure out if that's heart-shaped or not?
Yeah, every kid's going to be trying to catch themselves in the mirror.
I don't think they care. I think they just want to make it poop and see glitter.
Don't we all? Isn't that a goal? If we could do one thing in this world, you know, that everyone, we could poop glitter. If you could poop glitter, would you poop glitter?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we have that on tape, right?
Yep.
Okay, good. Okay, so let's do this one more time.
Poopsie, 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 poopsie surprise unicorn.
No.
My slime is divine. Give her magic food. You won't believe your eyes. Put her on the potty. Unicorn slime surprise. Unicorn magic color change. Rainbow slime, glitter slime.
Just take your kid to White Castle. Same thing will happen.
What little girl doesn't want a unicorn that poops glitter?
Hopefully most. I don't... Dear Santa, I want a unicorn that poops. No. No.
Glitter.
CSX, Big Jim's house, 659, 40 degrees. Keep an eye on those side streets. It looks like the rain's kind of washing out of the area, pardon the pun there. So keep an eye, again, though, the side streets. Heather, good morning. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, Aaron. Good morning, Jim.
Hello.
I got a question.
Yeah.
Yes. Now. Okay, so what happens, you get it, and then the kid, I don't know if there's an age restriction on this toy, if you have to be so old to get it or whatever. What happens if the kid looks at their poop and realizes, well, I don't have glitter, so I'm going to eat some glitter. And what if the kid, I, to me, glitter would be poisonous to a kid.
Right.
So what will happen then? I mean, are the parents going to sue the Poopsie Oopsie Unicorn Company because their kids swallowed glitter?
Real quick, if you're just joining us, we are the big discussion point in the Motor City is the Poopsie Unicorn. It's a toy that it has a heart-shaped
and, bum-bum hole
that shoots out glitter-shaped poops.
I love that. Bum-bum hole.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good question, Heather. I mean, I don't know if you go to a lawyer about that. Maybe there would be, like, is all glitter toxic?
I'm not sure. I would think so, because isn't it kind of like sharp? Because I know if you get it in your eye, it screws your eye up.
Well, I'll tell you what. We'll ask our producer, because he gets glitter on him from Bazookies all the time. So we'll find out if it's toxic.
Brian will know.
Yeah, we'll check on that one. All right, thank you, Heather.
All right, thanks.
All right. Do want to apologize, though, that the entire name, the correct name of the toy is Poopsie Slime Surprise Unicorn. And you were just telling me, Aaron, this is hard to find?
You cannot find this thing anywhere. It's $49.99. I had to download a tracker app so that when it's at a store,
no,
I can find it.
So you're looking. You're actually having to track down the Poopsie Slime Surprise Unicorn.
Yeah.
If you guys know where it's at, if you can help us find a unicorn that poops out of its heart shaped butt, email us or call us 248-398-WCSX.
It's
$50.
It's $50, but.
It does. It has glitter in it, and it has a little heart-shaped rear-end thing.
Yeah, it's got unicorn food.
That's what they feed it?
Yeah, it's magic unicorn food that you mix with warm water.
I don't know that I've ever had glitter poops before.
There's glitter beer.
Maybe. That's what we do. An adult version of this. What would we call it? I would, in my family, it would be Poopsie Slimy Surprise Uncle Art. Yeah. If you want to check it out, of course, the keyword is...
Toy.
CSX Big Jim's House, Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, Simple Minds, don't you forget about me. By the way, if you have a good time, our housecast, some of the stuff that we have on there, one of the guys, I forgot all about that, was a fun interview. Jim Kerr, lead singer from Simple Minds, before they did their gig at the Fillmore.
Oh, yeah.
What a cool dude, man. Had him on, so... Maybe next time he's in town, we'll deliver him pizza. We've been talking a little bit about delivery stuff this morning. We had James, Uber Eats guy, dropped off some McDonald's this morning. Fantastic. Everybody got some good breakfast in him. You can't get pizza at 7 o'clock in the morning.
No.
I would if it was available in a New York minute.
Me too.
Freddie the Pizza Man, if you're listening around, just saying. So when pizza delivery people now, I don't know. Have you noticed, like, you can get them to write certain things inside the box? You can, like, put your name or leave me a note. Like, it says special instructions.
Yeah, the special request section.
Right. It's become kind of a game for people where there's a Christmas one. But this reminded us. Now, if you want to see what we're talking about, we will send you both videos. 248-398-WCSX. Same number to use. Call us. You just text and the keyword is
pizza.
Everyone remembers this guy. What the instructions were. What were the instructions? That they were sleeping or he had to get hold of somebody?
He had to yell.
It was just they wanted to see if he would do it. So it said, please yell or scream. When you get here, that our pizza's ready.
So the dude just, remember this guy standing out in front?
Come on! Get pizza! It's here!
So now, you got this lady, and I don't know, we haven't really figured out the brand yet. We're still trying to figure all that out, but it doesn't matter. She gets a Christmas-style request. So she decides to do it.
Oh, in a one-horse open sleigh, all the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Oh.
Okay, you're like, so what? Someone's singing Jingle Bells. That's the pizza delivery person. They came up and
she sounds awesome, too.
She's got a great voice.
Yeah.
You got to give her the tip. I mean, really good tip on that one. They wrote in there, sing Jingle Bells, and she did it. She absolutely did it. That is fantastic. I would do that. Would you be a singing pizza? Aaron can actually sing, so you could probably get away with it.
That'd be fun.
Ryan wouldn't be able to do that because you never delivered the actual pizza when you were a pizza
delivery. So I was
going to
say my special instructions were just please come here. actually deliver.
If you're new to the show and you don't know, Ryan Logan, producer Ryan, our resident young guy, when you were a pizza delivery driver, explain to everybody what you would do sometimes.
Sometimes I'd go take a little break at home, and then I just wouldn't show up to deliver the pizza or go back to the pizza place. Just kind of called it quits. New pizza driving delivery wasn't for me.
How many days did you do that?
About a month and a half.
Wait a minute. You went a month and a half and you were not delivering pizzas.
Well, I was delivering most of them. It was just like...
No. This isn't a some kind of thing. This is an all or no.
No, I wasn't like a horrible... If I couldn't find it, then I wasn't going to work hard to.
If you Google awful delivery driver, that's kind of it. If I can't find the address, I'm out.
And the worst part was my mom's friend owned the place.
You never told us that.
That's why you didn't get fired.
Well, I don't think I worked there long enough to get fired.
No, I would have fired your ass after 3 days. Because you know if you don't get your pizza, people are calling the pizza place.
But I only worked like a Saturday, like every Saturday.
You can't make this any better. You know, the more you talk, you're digging the hole.
Yeah, you're digging the hole deeper.
We do have Ryan out in front of the wrong house, though.
Come on!
You're in the wrong house, Ryan. Ryan!
It's always easy to reach Big Jim's house.
Christmas is all about big fights. My mama used to always say, Christmas ain't Christmas till somebody cries. Usually that someone's me.
Call or text 248-398-WCSX.
CSX, Big Jim's house, Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, 722, 40 degrees right now. A little bit of rain, snow mix around the area. Some of the northern schools, Holly and Brandon, actually are closed this morning.
Ooh.
From the roads, yeah, kind of came out of nowhere here. Get back to Def Leppard. We found out yesterday they're part of the 2019 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class. And our buddy Phil Collin checked in with us from, they're in England. They're doing some Def Leppard dates over there. He's such a nice guy.
He is so lovely to talk to.
Always chill. Very. I mean, you know, again, someone said yesterday, did you have a shirt on? I'm like, if I had a body like Phil, I would never wear a shirt. Dude is just cut. For especially a guy his age, man, it's ridiculous.
Well, he's like super healthy.
Yeah, and it shows. But he loves Detroit, and they all love Detroit. Now, if you want to hear the entire conversation, during the conversation we talk a little bit about who they want to perform with. He talks about Janet Jackson. He's kind of really intrigued by the idea that Janet Jackson's going to be there. We kicked around some ideas of maybe who would induct them into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame ceremony in New York. But he had this message for you, all the folks in the Motor City that have made Def Leppard so huge here.
We have the best fans in the world. And, you know, the Detroit area has always been absolutely amazing. You know, that's why we recorded that last DVD there. You know, it was the first show to sell out on the door. It's always been really special to us. But even going back on the Pyromania days, I remember we even played soccer in the Cobo Hall, was it? Down by there. And we played at the Joe Louis Arena and then played soccer in there. So it's always been like special. And just playing at the stadium this summer was just amazing. So, you know, we have the best fans in the world. And I know they've been, you know, trying to get this happening. You know, people just requesting this for years, us getting on the Rock and Roll Fame. So thank you, everyone. That's really awesome.
Okay, now, if you want to hear the entire interview, we'd love to share it with you. Just text us. Of course, the keyword is...
Def, D-E-F.
Yeah, and coming up in less than 10 minutes here, actually in about 6 minutes, we will do Sock to Me Santa.
$100
this Christmas.
Bucks, and you have that very cool Bob Seger Christmas prize pack.
That's awesome.
Merry Christmas, Lisa. It's nice to know you're listening in the morning.
Same to you. Merry Christmas.
Okay, one more chance at 8:30. We'll do that during our Friday six-pack, which will be all Christmas songs this morning. I figure we'll do a six-pack because nothing says Christmas like a six-pack. Is that the same? No, bring the sandwich over here.
Awesome. Of classic rock Christmas songs.
Yeah, so you can make suggestions on Facebook page. Real quick note before we get to the most important story of the day, which is Die Hard's a Christmas movie. There it is.
Ugh.
Thank you, Austin.
I'm, like, repulsing already.
The bologna salad wedge sandwich that's best before 12-11, which today's the 14th. This is coming up in about a half hour. The final battle of the burbs for the year. And it's tied between the east and the west side. This will settle it. And the loser has to eat the bologna salad wedge sandwich.
Can I file an HR grievance?
You agreed to this on the air on Monday.
I didn't know it was expired. What are you next? You're going to give us some romaine?
Knew. Ooh, next year. That'd be edgy. That's it. Romaine cookie dough and we'll listen to Baby It's Cold Outside. Edgy morning show. So here it is, really. Bologna salad wedge that's 3 days old, past its expiration date for the loser between the east and the west side. Although Down Rivers won both days this week, so we'll do that. We'll get players around 8 o'clock. All right. Let me get this right here real quick. You know my love of Die Hard, the movie.
We've had this debate before because you say it's a Christmas movie, and I say it's not necessarily a Christmas movie, but a movie with a Christmas theme.
Or, well, no, then you're saying a Christmas, it happens during Christmas.
Exactly.
Okay, I get that. You're wrong, but I get that. Now, what we're about to play for you is even better when you see the video, or as I like to call it, video evidence that Die Hard is indeed a Christmas movie. We will send this to you, 248-398-WCSX, Your Honor. The keyword is... Hi, how are you?
No.
We're on till 10 today. You don't want to say the keyword?
It's hard.
It's hard, because Die Hard. Die Hard, 12 Days of Christmas, hard. Here, listen closely. What they did was, this is proof. You will hear the 12 Days of Christmas in the movie Die Hard.
Oh, just pay attention. Gosh.
Just pay attention and listen.
Good evening.
I'm here to see Holly McClain.
Just type it in there.
Cute toy.
Here it comes. 12 terrorists at Nakatomi Plaza.
Been doing this for 11 years.
10 square blocks.
Mayday, mayday. Channel 9.
8 Lincoln 30 to dispatch.
The 7 members of the new Provo Front.
6 armed with automatic weapons.
5 imprisoned leaders of Liberté de Quebec.
$4 million.
3 down, 4 to go.
Code 2 at Nakatomi Plaza.
He's killed one terrorist for sure, and he claims he's capped off 2 others.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Christmas Eve.
It's Christmas Eve. Have a very Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Christmas. Right there. The explosions even make a Christmas song. And you're welcome. Yeah! Woo! CSI level proof right there. The 12 Days of Christmas exists inside the movie Die Hard. Thus, Die Hard is indeed a Christmas film. If you text this keyword hard, you can take it to work and smack everybody in the face with it. Not really, but I think it's important.
You are way too happy about
Woo!
This.
Absolutely. Die Hard's a Christmas movie. Come on, man. By the way, the video's great. Whoever put this together, it is fantastic.
No,
seriously.
I will give them that. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, they really did all the clips from Die Hard, put it together, and the stuff that we can't say on the air when he's looking at the screen when he logs in. But again, if you want to see that, just text us 248-398-WCSX. The keyword is...
Hard.
It's always easy to reach Big Jim's house.
Buddy the Elf, what's your favorite color? Put that down.
Hello?
Call or text 248-398-WCSX.
Show. Oh. Congratulations to the East Side. Great game, though. And we will definitely, Battle of the Burbs next year will be even bigger and better. I'm going to tell you something right now that we haven't said on the air yet.
Yeah.
We're going to go live with this sometime next year. A full game show Battle on the Burbs, and someone's going to win a grand.
Oh, right? Yeah.
So we'll be working on that as well. But East Side wins. They get the Morty. That's what I want to name our trophy in honor of Mort Grimm. The Morty. The Morty Cup. Anyway. If you want to get somebody who's maybe sad, like me, this morning, something nice for the holidays, it's pretty simple. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Christmas special, and enter the promo code WCSX. You'll get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows. It's cool, right? But this is the lowest price they've ever offered for their 4-pack. You get free shipping, and it gets better. 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Seriously, it's fantastic. Click on the Christmas special. Use that code WCSX. Get 2 premium MyPillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows. Again, best price ever for a 4-pack. Free shipping. Extended money-back guarantee. It's the 14th. You got what? Realistically, 10 days of shopping. 10 days. You can knock it out today. All you got to do is go to MyPillow.com, click on the Christmas special, enter the promo code WCSX. Or you can call them, too. 800-925-4059. MyPillow.com. Here's what's cool. When you use that promo code WCSX, it can be used for any of the offers at MyPillow.com. So take a moment, check it out, get yourself a pillow. I'm going to go get mine and cry in it right now.
Come on over to Big Jim's house for a six-pack. Only on 94.7 WCSX.
And the appetizers today are bologna salad wedge sandwich slices. Still taste that for battle burps. All right. In honor of Christmas, we got a six-pack of some Christmas songs. 248-398-WCSX. What are we starting with here, Aaron?
Oh, we had tons of requests for this one. You can't have Christmas without the boss, Bruce. Santa Claus is coming to town.
I remember the first time I heard this song. I was sitting on the rooftop with Wendy in Jersey. I said, Wendy, Santa Claus is coming to town. I told the band, I said, band, listen. Oh, wait, I got to do the recorded part here.
It's all cold down along the beach.
Yeah, in Jersey.
The winds went...
CSX, Big Jim's house, Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan. Ron's in the studio. Hi, Ron. Hi. You know, Ron's hung out with us. We do some of our events, like the Ford one that we're not allowed to talk about on Woodward. Anyway, we're doing our Friday six-pack here in honor of Christmas, a six-pack of Christmas songs.
classic rock Christmas track.
This one has been, people are all over this one this morning. We're going to, what song are we playing, Irma?
We are playing Santa Claus and His Old Lady from Cheech and Chong. Mike, Debbie, John, thank you guys so much for reaching out on our Facebook page. By the way, it's Big Jim's House on Facebook if you want to like the page.
There you go.
SX,
Big Jim's House, Big Jim, Aaron V, and producer Ryan Julian Jordan's out at Lady Jane's in Birmingham, broadcasting live at their very cool studios on Woodward. Swing on by there and say hi to her and get a haircut as well. I may do that after the show. I need one for Capone's tonight.
A little bit.
Feeling a little shaggy here. Okay, I want to say hi to Kroger on Livernoy and Long Lake and Troy. Everybody there. Joel will be ringing Salvation Army the bell between 10 and noon. Not Joel. If it's Christmas, shouldn't we call him Joel?
Like Noel?
Right.
Gotcha.
Right. So Joel will be out there between 10 and noon today ringing the Salvation Army bell. The red kettle will be out there. Now, I had mentioned this to you. What the hell is this sound? That is a guy, whether he's doing tongue-in-cheek or he's just a knucklehead like a lot of us, you know what he's doing? He's trying to pull the, you know, the plug on an iron, but he's pulling it like you would start up a chainsaw or a lawnmower.
So he's trying to start an iron.
He's trying to start an iron. He's trying to start an iron, and it's not going very well for him. Now, if you want to see it, because it's funny as hell, a guy trying to start an iron, we'll text it to you, 248-398-WCSX. The keyword, of course, is...
iron.
Yeah, so now you know. He's pulling the plug...
Who was taping him? His wife, maybe? Like,
right here, listen. There it is. If it's tongue-in-cheek, man, he gets pretty frustrated by the end of it. I've done stuff, not maybe that bad, but like we have one of those Dyson vacuum cleaners.
Yeah.
It every time I thought I was turning it on, I kept disconnecting the bag thing. The little switch thing, I couldn't figure it out for the longest time. I just put it away and said it was broke.
Certain technology I struggle with, too, but not when it comes to the household chores.
No, I'm not good at that one. Okay, we're going to wrap it up here. We're not done, man. Tonight's going to be a big night at Capone's. We mentioned it earlier. If for your second chance, what time do you need to be there?
You need to be there by 6:30. It's Capone's in St. Clair Shores. It's located on Harper between 9 and 10 Mile. But if you just text the keyword award to 248-398-9279, it's got all the details. Look, every time we do this, there's somebody that doesn't show up, which means you have a chance to win an all-inclusive trip to Reapply a Car, Mexico, courtesy of our friends at Apple Vacations.
Love you guys at Apple Vacations. Yeah, we will see you there tonight. We're all going to be out. The whole show will be out there having some fun. I'm going to get my Santa hat. I said I was going to test that out and see if I can get free drinks tonight just by rocking a Santa hat. And we'll get a Reuben as well, right?
Reuben.
Okay, we got Reuben Sam. We will see you at Capone tonight. Come on out, man. Have a beverage with us. Hang out for a little bit. You might win a trip, okay? Be well. Julene is coming in next, and we will see you soon. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. One more thing here. Aaron's got, like, the perfect... Guys! Listen to this.
Yeah, if you're looking for that special Christmas gift for your wife or girlfriend, I have a suggestion. It's something my husband bought for me, and I'll tell you what, I am grateful. The world's softest pajamas from Pajamagram, America's PJ experts for more than 15 years. They're lighter than a cloud. They're softer than a bunny. They're like cashmere, only better. And looking out the window, today is one of those days when I just want to lay around in my awesome, soft, warm, and comfortable pajamas. Guys, you'll love the way they look on your lady. I promise you. Best of all, for those who are gift wrap challenged, every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. And delivery by Christmas is guaranteed. We're getting closer. You better hurry. And they're backed by a 100% lifetime guarantee, so you risk absolutely nothing. Thousands of men have made their loved ones very happy, just like my husband made me very happy, by giving them the world's softest pajamas. And you can, too. But you need to get these amazing PJs today because normally, I'm going to be honest, they sell out before Christmas. So here's what you do. It's really easy. Just go to pajamagram.com right now. That's pajamagram.com and tell them Aaron V sent you.
And don't forget those pajamagrams. You don't even have to iron them. Buddy. It's not, no. What are you doing? He's not happy. There.